الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have come from California, San Jose. I am glad to meet our Muslim community of this area. There were brothers who visited us about 2 years back from this masjid, Brother Atiq, our brother Nabras is sitting here, mashallah. I haven't met him yet. And some other brothers also. So it was always in the pipeline that one day, inshallah, I will come and visit these brothers. It's a matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will when He makes it possible. Alhamdulillah, I am very, very happy to find myself in the midst of these very good brothers. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me tawfiq to say what is correct and what is relevant and what is important, and give me and all of us tawfiq to practice whatever we preach and whatever we say. My dear brothers, we always, alhamdulillah, Muslim community in America is eager community to learn. And they are well-informed community, highly educated people, especially this area. I am sure this is a very similar area like our Santa Clara and San Jose, related and connected to education and engineering. So very educated people, mashallah. So it's very important that we, as we are well informed in other fields, we should be very well informed in deen. And as is the requirement in other fields, that just information does not help. You have to do certain things after information. Same way is the requirement in deen also, that just information of deen is not going to help until we put that information into practice. Our Sheikh, great alim from Pakistan, Sheikh Taqi Usmani, always writes and he says that our people have the misconception about deen. When a person prays 5 times, for example, or he fasts, or he goes for hajj, or gives charity, he thinks he has practiced the deen. And that is the end. But if you look at our detail of deen, if you look at Quran, and if you look at hadith, and then you look at the jurisprudence, which is the essence of Islamic education, you find maybe about 3/4 of information and education is connected and linked to the rights of human beings, not rights of Allah. Though they all fall at the end of the day in rights of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to fulfill His right and the right of mankind also. In that way it is a commandment of Allah. But if you look at the detail, you'll find the huquq al-ibad, as you should say, are a big vast field in which mostly Muslim ummah they don't pay so much attention as it is supposed to be paid. And that is where maybe at the end of the day our judgment will be hanging in balance. If salat is correct, but that salat is given away to someone else. If hajj is correct, but that hajj is taken and put in someone else's account. Or if hajj and salat were imperfect and they cannot fulfill the right or the account of other persons, so the other person's sins are put in our account, what will happen to us? Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very relevant. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, is reported in Muslim and Bukhari both. And in Muslim is little more detail, and in Bukhari little shorter version. An Abi Hurayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atadruna manil muflis. Atadrun, do you know who is muflis? So they say, al-muflis indara man la mata'a indahu wala dirham. Muflis is that person who hasn't got dirham and dananir, he hasn't got belongings. This is a muflis, in poor. This is a poor guy who hasn't got money. This is a normal perception of a poor person, that he hasn't got much belonging. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected them and he said, al-muflisu min ummati man ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah bi sadaqatin wa salatin wa sawm. He, my muflis from my ummah, the poor guy from my ummah, is that person. He will come on the day of judgment with prayer and with charity and with fast. وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. He will come with good deeds, but then he will come with problems. He has hit someone, he has abused someone, he has sworn someone, he has taken the wealth of someone away illegally, he shed the blood of somebody, he indulged in the honor of someone, defamation, accusation, etc., etc. He comes with those things. فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. This one is given from his good deeds, another one is paid through his good deeds, from his all sadaqah and salat and siyam, which he has had a big pile of it, keeps on getting, seeing them given away to other people. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى مَا عَلَيْهِ. If his good deeds end up, and still his accounts are still standing, and they haven't been yet paid, and fully, is not settled, then فَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ صَاحِبِهِ. So the person who is complaining against him, from his evils, evils will be taken. فَيُحْمَلْ عَلَيْهِ. All this load will be put on his head. ثُمَّ يُطْرَحْ فِي النَّارِ. Then he is thrown in Jahannam. With all the load, what he is going to do with that load? That load is load of Jahannam. So my dear brothers, we are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. We are a human being. A human being cannot live alone. وَمَا سُمِّيَ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَّا لِأُنْسِهِ. The insan requires uns, familiarity, relationship, society, connection. He cannot survive on his own. That's why there are people around him, human beings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put around him. Some are related to him, some have double relationship, some have single relationship, somebody has maybe remote relationship, but there is some relationship between every human being. One of our friends was traveling in an aeroplane, sitting next to a European person. So they started talking about religion. So this brother told the other one that you are my brother. He said, I can't understand, how can I be your brother? He said, isn't it? We are the children of Adam alayhi salam. We are born from one father. Don't you accept Adam as your father? He said, yes. He said, so I am also son of Adam, you are also son of Adam. So we are related. Though you are not believer in Islam, but we have something in common, that is humanity. They say one child was very clever. Some children were, fighting with him and beating him. So he started shouting, "A prophet's son is being hit, prophet's son is being hit, prophet's son being hit." So everyone came rush to help him. "It's a prophet's son, let us save him." So he was just ordinary guy. They said, "Hey, you are that prophet's son." He said, "No, I am Adam alayhi salam's son." So Adam alayhi salam was a prophet, so save me. So each person is actually Adam alayhi salam's son, prophet's son. We belong to prophets. If we believe in prophets, we don't believe. Believe in Allah, we are still a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in prophets, we are from their ummah. If we don't believe, still we are. So we have relationships. Some are very far away, remote relationships. Some are very close, as a father. Father has a right over son. Son has a right over father. Wife and husband. Husband has a right over wife. And wife has a right over husband. Neighbor to neighbor. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يأخذ عني هؤلاء الكلمات, reported in Tirmidhi and Musnad Ahmad, من يأخذ عني هؤلاء الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلم من يعمل بهن. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you can learn, anyone who can learn from me five things, I will teach you, then you can practice or you can teach someone else. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, I raised my hand, I said, "Oh Prophet, I am going to learn. And I am going to teach others." You know, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very, very, very special, devoted student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said in one hadith of Bukhari that people say, "Why I am reporting so much?" And it is very obvious, I was sticking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kuntu alzam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala mil'i batni. Just, I used to get a little bit food, if Rasulullah could give us. Okay, otherwise 24 hours with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَعِي مَا يَنْسَوْنَ وَأَحْضُرْ مَا يَغِيبُونَ. Things which other sahaba were absent, I was present. Things which they could forget, I could not forget. I was there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once spread his shawl, asked someone, is anyone who can spread his shawl while I am talking until I finish? If his shawl is spread, then he can close his shawl. Then he will never forget any of my words. So I done it. I had one shawl on me, I just spread it, and Rasulullah finished his talk, I closed it and put it next to my chest. From that day till today, I never forgotten anything. That is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِي فَعَدَّهُنَّ خَمْسًا. On my finger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam counted five things. Number one point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Abu Huraira, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. You must avoid muharramat, Allah's prohibitions, things which Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to be committed. You avoid them, تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ, you will be the most pious person. Everyone wants to be pious, Allah's command is that we must be pious, we must become top level waliullah, awliyaullah, yes. But what is the method? اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ, avoid sins. As Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah told him in Bayhaqi, he says, لَا وَرَعَ كَالْكَفْ, لَا وَرَعَ كَالْكَفْ, holding back, there is no more piety than that. When you control yourself and you don't stretch yourself forward in committing evils, this is the greatest piety. So اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. If Allah has written for you something and you are happy, you say, "Oh, Allah has wanted me like that, okay, mashallah." تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, you are the most richest person with this feeling. You, the Microsoft people, you know, always, your Bill Gates is a very, very famous person, isn't it? Bill Gates, everybody talks about richness, richness, richness. But you think Bill Gates is satisfied with his money, especially after last year's whatever has happened, a lot of money has disappeared. Even if it was not disappearing, you think was he satisfied, or any person put him in his place? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lokan ibn Adam wa diyani min zahabin labtaqa salisa." If you had two valleys of gold, you would have been looking for the third valley of gold. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the valley of gold will not give us satisfaction, yeah. Nor the Silicon Valley, nor Seattle will not give us satisfaction. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. You want to become rich, and richness is what is in the heart. وَالْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. And that ghina nafs doesn't come from the accounts. It comes from that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِأَنَّ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانُ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. لَوْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. جَفَّ الْقَلَمْ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Tirmidhi. So saying, اِرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Your richness lies in your happiness on the commandment of Allah, and whatever He has decreed for you, you are richest. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِكَ. And you be good to your neighbor. تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنَ. You will be a believer. One of the best ways to become a good believer, to be good to the neighbors. Again, human rights, rights of other people. If we fulfill the right of a jar, we are good believers. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Prophet of Allah, كَيْفَ لِي أَنْ أَعْلَمْ إِذَا أَحْسَنْتُ وَإِذَا أَسَأْتُ. How can I come to know when I have done something good or I have done something bad, I am a good person or bad person? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ جِيرَانَكَ تَقُولُونَ قَدْ أَحْسَنْتَ فَقَدْ أَحْسَنْتَ وَإِذَا سَمِعْتَهُمْ يَقُولُونَ قَدْ أَسَأْتَ فَقَدْ أَسَأْتَ. If you hear your neighbors saying that you have done good, you are a good person. And if your neighbors are telling you, or they are talking about you, that this is not a good person, then you must watch out. So this is a barometer given to us for our piety. We all think we are pious people, but other people are the judge on us. We cannot be judging ourselves. It's very difficult. We have to get the judgment from someone else. When the two people are fighting, they go to the court. They don't decide themselves. They will be always fighting. So the third person is the other person. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma zala Jibril yusini bil jar hatta zanantu annahu sayuwarrithu." I was getting so much emphasis from Jibrail about the neighbor that I thought maybe he's going to now give him a share in my inheritance. So much importance. Hazrat Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu reports that when a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Prophet of Allah, there is a certain woman. هناك امرأة يذكر من كثرة صلاتها وصيامها وصدقتها وإنها تؤذي جيرانها بلسانها. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هي في النار. There's a woman, praise the Lord, sadaqah she gives a lot. She's very famous for good deeds. But her tongue, she abuses her neighbors with her tongue. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, she is in Jahannam. Then he quickly mentioned, وَفُلَانَ. There's another woman. يُذْكَرُ مِنْ قِلَّةِ صَلَاتِهَا وَصِيَامِهَا وَصَدَقَتِهَا. She's known for not too much of salat and not too much of sadaqah and charity. وَإِنَّهَا تَصَدَّقُ بِالْأَثْوَارِ مِنَ الْإِقِتْ. She gives little bit of cheese, small pieces of cheese in charity. Very little charity she does. Athwar, small pieces of iqit. وَإِنَّهَا لَا تُؤْذِي جِيرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. But she does not hurt her neighbor by her tongue. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. She is in Jannah. Just because she looks after the rights of other Muslims and neighbors especially. It's a Yahudi boy who used to serve Rasulullah. Rasulullah went and visited him. We think visiting is only for Muslims, or when we look after our neighbors is only for Muslims. It's not necessary. If the neighbor is non-Muslim, still he's a neighbor. Maybe he has one right of neighborhood. If he's a Muslim, he has double right of being a Muslim brother. فَإِنْتَابُوا وَأَقَابُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَعْتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. We have relationship of iman, relationship of humanity, a relationship of also neighborhood. But if that person is not a Muslim, still he's a neighbor and he's a human being. We still have to look after. People think the Muslims are terrorists. Muslims are terrorizing people. But if they study Islam and they study what is the teaching of Islam, they will come to know Islam looks after other people's rights. In fact, on the cost of their own rights, Rasulullah, when he himself was abused by Yahud, at that time he went to visit a Yahud to pay respect to him. At the end of the day, that boy, Rasulullah gave him da'wah to Islam and he became Muslim also. Definitely, because when a person fulfills the rights of other people, it becomes easy to give da'wah. When we do not fulfill the right of other people, with what face are we going to give them da'wah? We have seminars, conferences, give them da'wah, 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 da'wah. Yes, but da'wah is our own, mashallah, our own body, and our own appearance, and our own treating of the other person, how good we are treating them. Inshallah, that is da'wah also. If we maltreat them, then we say, come to my religion. Say, why should I come to your religion? To become like you? Over 1 billion Muslims are good for nothing. Sheikh Rafi Usmani was here just now, about few months back in April. So he was mentioning that he was in England. For a while he just went to visit one shopping center and one person, well, I think he talked about Germany. So in Germany, one shopping center, one big supermarket. He went inside and he seen the owner was a Sikh. And India, Pakistan people know this community well. Sikh people. They have also some beards and they have turbans on top of their head. In fact, some of them have been killed also because they were suspected to be Muslims after last year's incident. So, and they were not Muslim, they are a totally different community. So this, the owner was a Sikh person. So he seen Mufti Sahib walking inside and all that thing. He came and greeted him and he said, I am Mr. So-and-so Singh at the end of their name and I am the owner of this place. So is it possible for you when you finish, you can have a cup of tea with me in my office up there. I want to invite you. So first the other says, I am in a hurry and this and that. But he kept on insisting, just 5 minutes from you. So he accepted it. At the end of the day, when he finished his shopping, he went and visited him. They sat. And he said, what is your religion? So Mufti Sahib says, I got, in my heart very happy. He's asking about religion so I can explain to him and this opportunity for da'wah. I did my shopping, now I can call him towards Islam. MashaAllah, he's asking himself, let me give him. So explain to him, Islam is this, all Iman and Salah and Zakat and charity and goodness and all that, whatever Islam is, MashaAllah, beautiful religion. Gave him, he kept on saying, on each point he said, I agree to it. This is exactly what I want. That is very good. That is what I was looking for. So after about 30 minutes of discussion, that person was ready to become Muslim now. But don't be in a hurry to say Allahu Akbar. Just now you say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because when Mufti Sahib said to him, let us now come to the formality. You want to become Muslim? He said, yes. He said, and he spoke in Urdu to him, so and he used the word, you are ready now to become Muslim? He said, yes. Then he used the word, Musalman. Aap Musalman hona cha rahe hain aur abhi aap kalma padh. First he said, read kalma. He said, I read anything. Then you are going to become a Muslim? He said, no. I don't want to become Muslim. Musalman. I don't want to become Musalman. He said, why? You are ready to say, la ilaha illallah, you are ready to do everything. But say, no, I don't want to become that Muslim like which is in the world, with that image, that type of person I don't want to become. If you can keep me separate from these Muslims, something else you make out of me is different. But this, he cheats, he does this. Then he gave example of Muslims in Germany, what Muslims have been doing, and he has been saying, I don't want to become that Musalman. Give me some separate part where I can not be identified with this. Can you keep it? Can you give me a separate? He said, how can we? You will be part of this community. You will be one and this and that. He said, I don't want to become one with them. Because these people are not what you have taught me, what you are explaining to me. This is not visible in Muslims. You give me some separate status. He said, there is no separate status. You have to improve yourself and you have to practice and you have to, excel and all that. He said, no. I want such a way that I do not want to mingle with these Muslims. I want to be a separate Muslim. Because what you explain to me, I can practice. But what they are practicing, that I cannot practice. Mufti Sahib had no answer. He couldn't explain to him anything further. He said, left to you. My dear brothers, because of our shortcoming in these parts. Not that our Islam is not beautiful, that La ilaha illallah is not appealing, that Iman is not appealing, that Ibadat and our Salat is imperfect. No, mashallah, everything is perfect. But our presentation of Islam as Muslim individual, or as a Muslim community, or as a Muslim society, or as a Muslim organization, when we come in touch with other mankind, that is where we are. We have to check ourselves again and again and again. Between ourselves also, when we make deals also, a Muslim is afraid of making a deal with another Muslim. Isn't it? He said, no, maybe he's not going to respect this thing. I am aware, we have a friend there, he was working for another Muslim. And he, at the end of the day, he said, you know, this brother promised me, you know, a year back, this, so many things. None of these promises he fulfilled. And he's the CEO of the company, Muslim. But if you work for a non-Muslim, he fulfills everything. He said, why should I work for a Muslim then? That is where you cannot say, you cannot defend that Muslim. And you say, no, don't worry, because he's a Muslim, just work for him. Very difficult. He said, no, he's not treating us well. He doesn't treat his employees well. So is he giving good da'wah? Imagine now if there's a non-Muslim also working under him, is he giving them good da'wah? They say, no, we don't want to become Muslim because this type of Muslim who is exploiting us, we don't want to accept his religion. So that is where we have to check. So Muhammad Usmani's words come in my mind, and this is Rasulullah taught us already. Rasulullah says in one hadith, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. قالوا يا رسول الله كيف الغيبة أشد من الزنا. Ghibat is worse than zina. But zina is very big major sin. But ghibat is just few words. Talking bad in absence of another brother. ذكرك أخاك بما يكره. رسول الله said this is worse than. So they said كيف الغيبة أشد من الزنا يا رسول الله. قال صاحب الزنا يتوب فيتوب الله عليه. The person commits zina, he makes tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, okay, I forgive you. وَصَاحِبُ الْغِيبَةِ لَا يُفَرُ لَهُ حَتَّى يَغْفِرَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ. The ghibat man cannot be forgiven by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has taken a decision, I won't forgive him directly. He has to go ask forgiveness from the person whose right he has taken away. Until such time, I am not going to use my power of forgiveness on him. Let him get forgiveness from somewhere. And if that person has died, or that person is not available, it becomes very difficult also. So my dear brothers, we have to learn this thing, that while we are going to pray, inshallah, there is no discount to say, okay, we stop prayer and worry about the hukuk al-ibad. No. Prayer will be done, fasting is going to be done, hajj is going to be done, all good deeds, there is no replacement for them. But at the same time, hukuk al-ibad, there is also no replacement for them. And it must not be on the cost of hukukul ibad that we do hukukullah. Hukukullah will have their own place, and hukukul ibad will have their own place, and in that is what the life of a Muslim is. What is taqwa actually? Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih. Fear Allah the way He's supposed to be. What? Yani create balance in your life. Wa kadhalika ja'alnakum ummatan wasata. You are a balanced nation. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adl. Allah Ta'ala commands you to do adl. What is adl? It's not that you're going to become a chief justice somewhere all the time. Who is going to get chance of that adl? That you are going to give a judgment according to Islam? Who is going to? That is very small little elite group who will get a chance of becoming judge. But we are all judges in certain way that we create balance in our life. At the time of salat, we do salat also. At the time of visiting a sick person, we go and visit him also. At the time of someone with janaza time, we go and become part of his janaza also. If someone is in need of something, we go and fulfill that need. If he's a neighbor, we look after. He's a father, we look after. Son, he's a look after. He's a wife, we have to look after. And that is taqwa. That is piety. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la umya. This is the waliullah. And on that there is no fear and no sadness. Make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to live a balanced life. Make dua, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill all the rights. Rights of Allah and rights of Abdullah also, the slave of Allah. And make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the reality of Islam into our heart so that we become living models of our deen for the whole of mankind. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وأعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها ووحد كلمة المسلمين اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله إلى كافة الناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا نشهد أنه قد أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حتى أتاه اليقين أما بعد فيا أيها الإخوة المؤمنون روي عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته الرجل راع في أهله وهو مسؤول عن رعيته والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها وهي مسؤولة عن رعيتها والإمام راع وهو مسؤول عن رعيته كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كما رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه في الترمذي من يأخذ عني هؤلاء الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلم من يعمل بهن قال أبو هريرة فقلت يا رسول الله أنا فأخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيدي فعدهن خمسا فقال اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما ولا تكسر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمسلم على المسلم ست خصال بالمعروف يسلم عليه إذا لقيه ويجيبه إذا دعاه ويشمته إذا عطس ويعوده إذا مرض ويتبع جنازته إذا مات ويحب له ما يحب لنفسه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين وارض اللهم عن سائر أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وبناته الأربع الطيبات الطاهرات رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعليهن أجمعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ومن العمل ما ترضى. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعافية. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر والغنى عن الناس. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.